Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In case we have forgotten who this man is, so engulfed in grief, he gives us a little reminder, quote, "I have sewn sackcloth over my skin and laid my head in the dust. My face is flushed from weeping, and on my eyelids is the shadow of death. Although no violence is in my hands, and my prayer is pure." Job 16, verses 15 to 17. Surely the one who believes in the Lord has the right to think that life should make sense. But Job just couldn't balance the equation. The Apostle Peter, who had also been gripped by the talons of the great red dragon, answered the question, "Who cares to have a life worth having, a life which makes a man glad to live?" See 1 Peter 3, verses 10 to 12, quoted from Psalm 34, 13 to 17. Then, quote, "Let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." 1 Peter 3, verses 10 and 11. These were the elements Job thought he could check off in his life. So why was he not seeing, quote, good days? Does earth care that he is being mistreated? Job 16, verse 18. Does heaven not have the evidence of his life lived for God? Verse 19. If his friends scorn him, verse 20, is there no one who will plead his cause before the Lord? Verse 21. It seems his life is a dead-end street, and he'll soon, quote, go the way of no return. Verse 22. Yet in spite of all this, we're about to listen in on Job's anguished prayer to the Lord. Chapter 17, verses 1 to 16. If he feels like this, why would he still go to God? Again, Peter gives the answer. When multitudes were abandoning the Savior, Jesus asked his disciples, quote, "Do you also want to go away?" John 6, verse 67. But really, what are the only options? The black hole of hopeless despair, or clinging still to the Savior? Quote, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Verse 68.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.